Hello and welcome to Human Innovations. My name is Peter Kelsey and today we will be discussing hearing aids. Have you ever talked to someone before and they have responded with "what" or "pardon"? There is a chance that they may be hearing impaired. This just means they can't hear well as a person with normal hearing. But luckily, hearing aids can help a lot of people who are hearing impaired. For information on how hearing aids work, Vanessa Bailey, a local audiologist, is here. Thanks for coming in, Vanessa. Could you please explain how hearing aids work for our listeners?
Hearing aids are very sophisticated instruments these days. There's a lot of research that goes into the development of hearing aids so that they can be used for individuals who have different types of hearing loss. Each hearing aid has a microphone, sometimes even two or three microphones. The sound enters the hearing aid via the microphone as a sound wave. It then gets converted into a digital signal where it can be manipulated and amplified to suit the individual's needs. That digital signal is then converted back into an analog signal or a sound wave and delivered into the person's ear via a small speaker. Hearing aids, as you probably know, come in lots of different shapes and sizes and are very comfortable and easy to wear. Very different from the hearing aids that we had 30 or 40 years ago.
Hearing aids have changed rapidly over the years. Did you know they weren't always this compact? The first portable electronic hearing aid, invented by Miller Rees Hutchison, was as big as a tall cigar box and was also extremely bulky. But even before that, in the 18th century, was when the first ear trumpets were invented, changing the world from then on. Hearing trumpets were, you guessed it, funnel-shaped devices that you would hold up to the side of your ear. Did you know that over 5% of the world's population have disabling hearing loss? Hearing impairments don't just make it harder to hear, it can also cause disadvantages in life. These disadvantages can affect people's personal and work life. It can make it harder to receive job opportunities due to difficulty communicating, and even people's social life can be affected by this. Some people even feel emotionally affected, causing a drop in self-esteem and confidence. But luckily, a lot of the time, people can get hearing aids. Hearing aids can be really helpful, even in simple, everyday tasks. Did you know 86% of people who have managed to get hearing aids say that it boosted their confidence? 56% also say that the most significant benefit of wearing hearing aids was being able to communicate with family and friends. Bruce Kelsey has a hearing impairment and is here to give more insight on this.
So Bruce, what's the hardest part about being hearing impaired?
The hardest part's probably not following family conversations or being asked a question and giving the wrong answer. In the first case, you just can't hear. In the second, you think you've heard, but you've heard incorrectly. Sometimes my answers can be amusing, but for me, all the time, it's exasperating. You end up feeling quite isolated.
When did you start wearing hearing aids?
About 2 years ago.
How have hearing aids changed your life?
Hearing aids have given me the confidence to become involved again in social situations, knowing that I'm going to follow what people are saying and confident that I will be able to respond appropriately.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hearing aids have changed so much since 1898, when the first hearing aid was made. They are now used worldwide and a lot more reliable. My name is Peter Kelsey. Thank you for listening. And next time you talk to someone and they answer with "what" or "pardon," be patient and take the time to speak clearly, for they could be hearing impaired. If you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to Human Innovations.